every day is a day that we can give thanks to God.
你知道吗？每一天都是可以给神献上感恩的。
But on this day, Easter is special.
但是今天呢，是复活节，却是很特殊的一天。
Because this is a day that we can celebrate that not only God, that Jesus died for us, but that He's alive.
因为今天呢，不光我们可以能够来祝贺耶稣死，但是我们还能纪念耶稣，他为我们而复活。
And He's given His Spirit to live in each one of us.
耶稣把他的灵放在我们每个人的心中。
So I pray that as we continue this worship, I pray that His Spirit will give you that awareness of His presence and His joy today.
所以我在这里祷告，我很希望当我们继续崇拜的时候，他的灵继续能够与我们同在。
It's my honor to be able to give you the word this morning.
我很荣幸在这里来给大家写个信息。
Let me just ask the Spirit to guide us.
我在这里让灵来带着我们。
Father God, we thank you for this day.
天父啊，我们对今天献上感谢。
We thank you for Easter.
我们为感恩节我们为复活节而献上感谢。
We thank you for the Word of God that you've given to us.
我们对您的话而献上感谢。
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you this day.
希望您能够用我的让我的口说出让您愉悦的话来。
Praise in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Have you ever found yourself stuck in a place that you did not want to be?
你是否有过深陷困境的经历呢？
You know, in the 1990s,I was an engineer working in Boston, Massachusetts.
我在九十年代的时候，我是一个工程师，我在麻省的波士顿工作。
And the youth ministry did a lot of normal things that we see in the church.
这个当时的青少年事工做了一些一般教会里都会做的事情。
And they had Bible study, they had prayer, they had worship.
包括查经，包括祷告，包括崇拜。
But this youth ministry I was a volunteer at also liked to do a lot of adventurous outdoorsy things.
但是这个青少年的事工呢，还会做很多户外的活动。
So we would go for a lot of hikes in forests.
所以我们会去常常去附近的树林里去踏青。
We would do a lot of camping outdoors.
我们会去野营。
You know, we do 9-man volleyball in Chinatown.
我们会在唐人街里会去打排球。
We climb mountains in New Hampshire.
我们会去新罕布什尔州去爬山。
And usually, when we would take the youth on these adventures, things would go smoothly.
一般呢，我们把这些年轻人带出去的时候呢，一般都是比较顺利。
But sometimes, something would go wrong, and we would get stuck.
但是在某些情况下，我们也会遇到一些麻烦。在那个时候呢，我们会陷在困境。
And a pastor.I know who told me a story about the time he took his youth group on an adventure.
有一个牧师给我讲了一个关于他带着青少年去探险的一个故事。
So this pastor decided to take his youth group on a whitewater rafting adventure in the Nolichucky River in East Tennessee.
这个牧师呢，他去带着他的青少年呢，去乘水筏子来去漂浮。是在东田纳西州的一个河。
Has anyone ever done whitewater rafting here?
大家有没有去乘筏子冒险的
？Okay, well, on this particular trip, they had four middle schoolers who had never ever done this before.
但这次呢，他有四个小中学生们从来没有这个去漂浮的经历。
And so they were a little bit scared, these middle schoolers.
所以这些小中学生他们有点害怕。
But my friend was with the worship pastor, and they decided to say, "Oh, don't worry, don't worry, don't be scared. You can go with us. You have nothing to worry about."
我这个朋友呢，还有那儿的一个崇拜的牧师呢，跟他们讲，你不要担心，不要担心，你和我们在一起下水是没事儿。
That was the first mistake.
这个是第一个错误。
So they started down on this river with a lot of strong current.
所以他们从这个。从这个河开始往下漂流，然后这个河的水是很湍急的。
And the pastors were paddling very hard, you know, keep up with the water.
这个牧师呢在使劲的划这个船，这样让他这个船能够和这个河水能够并进。
But the second problem was that they started to get tired after a while.
但是第二个问题呢，就是过了一段时间呢，他们都会变累了，变得很累了。
And this is just the easy part of the river.
这个呢，只是一个河中很简单的一部分。
By the time they reached the class 4 rapids,
当他们到了第四档次的急流的时候，
they were in a lot of trouble.
他们就出事了。
Because the current was so strong and they're paddling so hard, but they're tired and didn't know what to do.
因为这个河水特别的湍急，然后他们也是很使劲的去划这个船，他们到最后很累不知道怎么办了。
And came a point where the raft was going and it suddenly hit two big rocks.
划到一定程度，这个到最后这个筏子很快，然后被夹在了两个大石头中间。
And so they start saying, "Everyone paddle, we gotta get through the rocks." And they paddling as fast as they could to get through the rocks.
所以他们所有人都是拼着命的去划，想要从这两个石头中划过去。
But the rocks were a little bit stronger.
但是这个岩石是这个石头是很坚硬的。
And soon the waves were, you know, the white waters were crashing over the raft, swamping the boat.
这个很快呢，这个湍急的河水呢就从筏子的两边，还有从筏子的上面就冲过去了。
And then poor middle schoolers started to get a little nervous.
这些很可怜的中学生们开始很紧张了。
And the worship pastor kept saying, don't worry, everything will be okay.
这个崇拜的牧师呢，还不断在说，不要担心，不要担心，什么事都没有。
But they didn't seem to believe him.
但是这些人好像并不太相信他们。
And he kept saying to them, don't worry, it's going to be okay.
他不断的还说，没事的，没事的，不要担心。
And the last time he turned over to my pastor friend, he goes, "We're going to be okay, right?"
他到后来呢，转身向他这位朋友这个牧师来问，应该没事吧？
But thank God,
感谢神。
Apparently, the people who rented the rafts had seen this problem before.
很感谢神，这个去租这个筏子的人呢，知道会有这种情况发生。
In fact, this problem had happened so many times that the rental place had put a zip line right above that part of the river where the two rocks were.
实际上呢，这个事情呢已经发生过很多次了，所以这个出租公司呢把一个钢缆建在这个危险地区的上面。
And pretty soon, rescuers were coming down the zip line and dropping down right above the raft.
很快呢，这个营救人员呢就从这钢缆上滑了过来，然后用缆绳下来救他们。
And they're bringing bungee cords and ropes and all that.
他们用各种各样的钢缆还有绳子。
And their first instruction to the people in the raft.
他们给他们第一个的命令就是。
They said, paddle backwards.
第一个命就是往后滑。
And my friend says that seemed totally counterintuitive. Sorry.
我这个朋友讲，这个听起来好像是很不符合逻辑的。
Because they're trying to get through the rocks. Why would we go backwards?
因为他们想做的是要从这个石头中间过去，那为什么往后滑呢？
But they were so tired, so they said, "Okay, we'll go backwards."
当时他们已经累得不行了，所以就听命令开始往后滑了。
And when they all started to paddle backwards, pop, and you know they got free of the rocks.
他们去往后滑的时候，却发觉很快就从这两个石头中出来了。
And the rescuers gave them more directions, and eventually they were all safe.
这营救人员呢，继续给他们指令，最后呢，他们就很安全的到达了目的地。
But for a very long time, it seemed like a really long time, they were stuck.
但是在以很长一段时间，他们好像被困在了这个境界里。
Maybe you know that feeling.
可能你也有这样的经历。
Perhaps you've been stuck too.
有可能你也被困在某些地方。
Maybe not in a white raft.
可能不是在漂流的时候。
But maybe in some situation in your life.
可能是在你生命中的一些情况中。
I've been a Christian now for about 26 years.
我做基督徒已经有26年了。
But you know what? Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you don't have times where you feel stuck.
但是呢，你知道吗？虽然你是基督徒，但是也不代表你没有被困到陷入困境的时候。
I remember 1989. I was just 2 or 3 years old as a Christian.
我记得我在1989年的时候，我当基督徒只有两三年的时间。
And I was working as an engineer.
我在做一个工程师。
I was making good money.
我挣的钱还不错。
I was going to church.
我去教会。
I was serving in the youth ministry.
我在青少年的事工里头，我还有服事。
And the surface it seemed like everything was all right.
在外表上看着似乎一切似乎都很好。
But you know what? I think in those days I had this sense that there's still something that God wanted more for me to do.
但是你知道吗？在那个时候，我感觉到神好像想要用我从我身上要更多的东西。
But I don't think I was ready to hear what God wanted to say.
但是那个时候我对神向我所说的还没有准备好。
And so even though things seemed good on the surface,
所以就算在外表上好像一切都很好。
It seemed like I was growing Christian.
所以说外表看着我好像是一个在成长的基督徒。
At the same time, I just felt stuck in my faith.
但在同时呢，我在内心里我感到我在我的灵命上已经陷入困境。
I remember a few years later.
我感到我记得又过了几年。
When I finally decided to listen to God.
我最终做决定听上帝的，来听上帝。
And I decided to go to Bible school.
我决定我去去上神学院。
And be a minister. I had to move from Boston to Dallas.
我就成为一个神职人员，所以我必须要从波士顿搬到达拉斯。
And part of doing this meant that I had to pay for a lot of this seminary cost.
作为这件事情呢，代表着我需要自己掏很大一部分钱来上这个神学院。
So I remember I pretty much liquidated all my retirement funds.
所以我记得我基本把我所有退休金全取出来了。
I sold almost everything.
把一切的全变卖了。
I still had a car.
我还好，我还有一辆车。
But I lent my car to a friend and she blew the engine.
但是但结果我把这车借我朋友，他结果这个引擎还把它开坏了。
So 1992, I arrived in Dallas.
所以1992年我到达了达拉斯。
But still about several tens of thousands of dollars in college loan debt.
当时我还欠着好几万的大学的贷款。
And I was saying, God,
我说神呐、
If you want me to do this,
你让我想让我做
这些的话， you're going to have to provide.
你需要来给我这些。
And I tell you, there were days when I did feel a little bit financially stuck.
在有些时候，在那个时候，我会有些天里，我就感到我的财政上我陷入困境了。
Have you ever been in a place where you feel stuck?
你有没有这种在感到陷入困境的这种经历呢？
I think we've all been there before.
我觉得我们每个人都是有这样的经历。
Maybe you're here today because you feel kind of stuck.
有可能你今天来这儿就是因为你感觉到自己在困境中。
Well, the good news that is this, that our God is a God who loves to help people get unstuck.
但是这个好消息就是说，我们的这个上帝是一位喜欢帮助我们脱离困境的上帝。
In fact, that's the story of Easter.
实际上呢，这个呢就是复活节的故事。
You know, 2,000 years ago, some leaders and politicians tried to stick Jesus in a place that he could not come back.
在2000年呢，有些领袖，有一些政客想把耶稣塞到一个他出不来的地方。
They stuck him in a place where he was humiliated, accused, and beaten.
他们把他塞到了一个先把他塞到一个受屈辱、一个受殴打、一个无法离开的地方。
They stuck him on a cross where he was tortured and where he ultimately died.
他们把他送上了十字架，在这个十字架上，耶稣不仅被折磨，而且被杀死了。
They stuck him in the tomb, and they put his body in the tomb, and they rolled a rock in front of it, and they posted guards so that he could never come back.
他们把他塞到了一个坟墓里头，然后把一个大石头塞到了这个洞口，而且在门口还放了很多这种冰晶来防着，不让他出来。
But you know what happened?
但你知道什么发生了吗？
Three days later,
三天以后，
Jesus was raised from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活。
And he was unstuck.
他脱离了这个困境。
The power of death and darkness and even the devil himself could not stop the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
死亡、黑暗甚至魔鬼自己的一个势力也没法阻止耶稣复活的这个能力。
And when we understand, you know, how to have that resurrection power in our lives, then God can move us from a situation where we're stuck and take us to a situation where we're unstuck, where we're set free.
所以当我们能够理解而有这种能力的时候，神会把我们从困境中救出的。
You know, this book, the Bible, is an amazing book.
你知道吗？这本书就是圣经。
This is my first Bible.
这是我第一本圣经。
I got it as a gift on my baptism on May 18, 1986. And even though this book is a little bit old,
虽然这本书看得有点老,
a little bit falling apart,
已经有点开了。
Yet the words in here are as powerful as ever.
但是, 这本书里的话还是像以前一样有能力的。
We forget that sometimes as Christians.
有的时候我们作为基督徒会忘掉这些。
That this is a gift from God.
这是从神来的礼物。
Because I was reading recently different things by atheists and critics.
我最近在读一些从, 一些, 无神论者还有一些批评基督教人的他们写的东西。
They like to present the idea that we're completely alone and that God is dead.
他们想说的这个主意就是我们在这个世界上实际上是自我存在的，神已经死了。
But this book reminds us that God has not left us alone.
但是这本书不断地告诉我们，神从来没有抛弃过我们。
And that he wants to speak to us today.
神在今天也要想通过这个向我们说话。
This book is filled with stories of people who once were stuck.
这本书是充满了关于人曾经陷入困境的故事。
But the power of God was able to help them be set free.
但是神的大能把他们从困境中救了出来。
You know, people like Jacob,
就好像是雅各,
and Jonah, and Samson, and David,
像约拿、参孙与大卫,
Moses,
摩西,
Elijah,
以利沙,
and more.
以利沙等等。
And yes, even Jesus' own disciples.
对，而且还包括耶稣自己的门徒们。
Do you ever think about his disciples?
你有没有想过他的门徒呢？
You know, Jesus' disciples were hand-picked by Jesus.
耶稣的门徒是他耶稣亲手所挑选的。
You know, his disciples had a chance to hear every message by Jesus.
这些门徒们听了他，有机会听了他所有的信息。
You know, they saw every miracle he did.
他看到他所有的神迹。
They hear him speak words of prophecy of things that were yet to come.
他们还听到了耶稣对未来的预言。
And you'd think that because of all this, they would never ever get stuck in their faith.
所以你会认为这些人的经历这么丰富，他们肯定在灵命上不会陷入困境的。But
they did.
但是呢，他们却陷入。
2,000 years ago, on a particular Friday at the cross.
在2000年前的某一个星期五，在十字架前。
On that day, they saw Jesus, their friend and teacher, get beaten and tortured and crucified.
在那天，他看到耶稣，也是他们的老师。 还有他的朋友，他们被殴打，被折磨，然后被钉死在十字架上。
And by the time it's Friday night, I tell you, these disciples felt more lost and more stuck than they had ever been in their life.
在那天那个星期五的晚上来到之前，这些门徒们都感到非常非常的迷失，非常非常的陷入。
And this is especially true for one disciple in particular. His name was Peter.
这个对于一个门徒来说是最直接的，那个人就是彼得。You
know, Peter used to actually be named Simon.
彼得呢，曾经他的名字曾经是西门。
But Jesus later gave him the name Peter, which means the rock.
但是呢，耶稣呢，后来给他改名叫彼得。这个彼得名字呢，意思就是石头。
Sometimes people talk about, well, why did Jesus call him the rock?
有的时候人大家来问，为什么耶稣管彼得叫石头呢？
Sometimes people say, oh, because Peter was, you know, he was a strong leader in the church. He was so stable, so stationary, you know.
有些人说是不是因为彼得是一个很强壮的，然后在教会中很强壮的，很稳定的这么一个领导呢？
But you know, if you've read any of the stories about Peter,
但是如果你读了彼得的故事的话，
you know that he's anything but stationary.
你知道他不是一个很稳定的人。
In fact, when I think of Peter, I don't think of this big, immovable rock.
实际上当我想到彼得的时候，我不会想到是这么一块一块巨大的磐石。
I think I picture a rock that's at the top of this huge mountain.
我想象到是在这个山顶上的这么一块石头。
The guy himself has kind of pushed the rock over the edge and it's rolling down that hill.
神呢用他的指尖把这个石头一推，这个石头就变成了一个滚石。
And it's virtually unstoppable.
这个滚石滚下来的时候是没有什么可以挡住它的。
It's crashing rock.
这个能够冲开一切的滚石。
That's Peter.
这就是彼得。
After all, you remember, I remember some scenes where when Jesus first called Peter, you know, come follow me.
所以让我想起当耶稣第一次呼召彼得的时候。
Right. When he did that, Peter, it says, the scripture says, Peter dropped everything, he left his fishing career, he went right after Christ.
经文里讲到彼得把他的网扔掉，他把他的职业也扔掉了，他不顾一切的去跟随耶稣。
Once when Jesus was walking on water,
当耶稣在水上行走的时候，
And Jesus said to Peter, "Come."
耶稣向彼得说，过来。
Peter was the only disciple that says, "Okay," and he starts walking on water toward Jesus, right?
彼得是唯一个一个门徒说好啊，然后他就在水上向耶稣走过来。
Another time, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say I am?"
还有一次，耶稣问他的门徒们，你们认为我是谁？
And some people said, oh, they say this, they say this.
他的门徒说，有些人说你是这个或者你是那个。
And only Peter, like the good old crashing rock, boldly said, you are the Christ, you are the Messiah.
只有彼得这么一个谁挡不住滚石，向耶稣说，你就是基督，你就是弥赛亚。
In a few days before Jesus, was to die.
在耶稣死前的几天，
Jesus told his disciples that, you know, every one of you will run away.
耶稣向他的门徒们说，你们每个人都会逃跑。
And Peter once again says, no.
彼得再次说，不会的。
Says even everyone else denies you, I will never deny you.
就算所有人都否认你，我也不会否认你。
You gotta love Peter's passion.
所以我们每个人都希望，都会应该会喜欢。
But sometimes passion isn't enough to keep us from getting stuck.
但有时候呢，这个热情是没法把我们从困境中解决出来的。
So shortly after Jesus was arrested,
因为当耶稣被逮捕后不久
，Peter the rock ended up running away.
彼得这块石头，他却是逃跑了。
He ended up denying Christ.
他最后却而且否认耶稣。
Not just once, but three times.
而且不止一次，而是三次。
He watched Jesus die.
他亲眼看到耶稣死。
And there are times he must have felt so lost and so alone.
我想他在某些时候可能会感到非常的迷失，非常的孤独。
But he failed God.
他觉得自己
He must have felt very stuck.
他会觉得自己在一个很大的困境。
And you think about what kind of things must have been going on in his head.
所以我们就想象他脑子里在想什么呢？
Maybe he had these questions.
可能他有这些问题。
You know, why is this happening to me?
为什么这种事会发生在我身上呢？
Has God abandoned me?
是不是神离弃了我呢？
Is there any hope?
我还有希望吗？
Maybe you've asked these questions yourself at some point.
可能在你的某些你的经历中也可能会问过这些问题。
You know, Peter must have felt so stuck in the sand.
彼得就好，我想彼得就好像是陷在流沙里一样。
But that's not where God wanted him to be.
但是这却不是神希望。
And soon, Peter would once again be a crashing rock for God.
很快的，彼得就又变成了一个谁也挡不住的滚石了。
This is the power of the resurrection at work in someone's life.
这个就是神复活大能在我们生活中体现出来。
Romans chapter 6 verse 4 says this, says, Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives.
罗马书第六章第四节就讲到，所以我们借着洗礼丢入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
The power that raised Jesus from the dead is available, is available for us to live new lives that are unstuck.
这个让耶稣从死里复活大能是让我们在生活中脱离困境的。
I want to look at John chapter 21 today.
我想看看约翰福音第二十一章。
And I want us to learn from Peter three lessons about how to be unstuck.
我想从彼得身上学有三课，我们怎么能够脱离困境。
The context of John chapter 21 is a time that's not long after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这个约翰福音第二十一章的前因后果呢，是在耶稣死与复活后不久。
And the disciples have probably seen Jesus since he came back.
这些门徒应该是已经看见在耶稣复活后见过他。
But Peter has seen Jesus already.
彼得看见过耶稣。
But still problem here.
但是这里还有些问题。
Because even if Jesus is back,
因为就算耶稣已经复活，
Peter feels stuck.
彼得还是觉得现在困境着。
Because he feels like he's failed God.
因为他觉得他对不起神。
He's let his friend down.
他觉得他对不起他的朋友们。
What can he do?
他该怎么办呢?
And so as chapter 21 begins, we find Peter and some of his friends, they do what most people do when they get stuck.
所以在约翰福音第二十一章开始的时候，我们看到彼得还有他的朋友们做一些一般人都喜欢做的事情。
They do what they feel comfortable with.
他们去做他们最习惯的事情。
And for these professional fishermen,That meant they went back fishing.
对于这些职业的渔民们来说，他们做的就是回去接着打鱼了。
Now let me read to you John chapter 21 verses 1 to 3.
让我来读给你们约翰福音第二十一章第一到三节。这些事以后，彼得在提比里亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现记在下面。在有西门彼得和称为比士马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿但业，还有西斯泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打的什么。
That last line it says they went out and got into a boat, but that night they caught nothing.
这最后一节第三节里讲的，他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打到什么。
That's kind of strange.
这个听起来好像很奇怪。
These guys are professional fishermen.
这些人是职业的渔民。
This is not the first time in a boat.
这不是他们第一次上船打鱼。
They probably still have some of their old nets.
他们应该是还有一些他可能带着他们以前老的渔网。
And these guys, some of them live in this area of Galilee.
这些人呢他们是住在当地的渔民。
So they probably know where the best places to fish are.
所以他们应该知道在加利利海上最容易打鱼的地方是哪。
And yet, with all those advantages that they had, that night they caught nothing.
虽然他们有这些很好的先决条件，但是那天晚上他们却什么都没打到。
And we get to the first lesson of getting unstuck.
所以呢，我们在这里看到我们陷入困境后的第一课。
The lesson number one is.
第一课就是。
We have to admit that we are stuck.
我们必须承认我们在困境中。
Peter and his friends had to learn that even with all these great tools and great skills, that they could accomplish nothing without God.
So, 彼得还有他的朋友们，他们亲身的学到这个功课，就是说，他们有很好的这个知识，很好的工具，但是呢，没有神，他们什么也做不了。
They had to understand that when they get stuck, they need something powerful.
他们了解到，他们在陷入困境的时候，他们必须需要这更强大的能力。
Something called humility.
这个就是谦卑。
You know, because God's attracted to humility.
因为神是很喜欢谦卑的。
The Bible says that God gives grace to the humble but opposes the proud.
这个圣经里讲到，神。
But when we get stuck as humans, humility is one of the furthest things away from us.
作为人，当我们去面对困境的时候，我们是谦卑，是我们最一般是最不会做的事情。
When we get stuck, isn't it true? It's at that time we sometimes redouble our efforts.
当我们遇到困境的时候，我们做的往往是我们更加努力。
You know, we stay up later, we push harder to try to push past those rocks on our own.
我们睡得更晚，我们是更加努力，我们希望能够把船划过岩石。
When what we might, what maybe what we really need to do.
可能我们最需要做的。
It's a turn to God and let Him take over.
而是转向神，让他来带领我们这一切。
There's an old saying.
有一句古言。
That if you find yourself in a deep hole.
如果你自己已经陷了一个空洞的话。
The first rule.
第一条规矩。
Is you got to stop digging.
就是不要再接着往下挖了。
You know, you may feel good, okay, I'm going to do a lot of work, I'm going to try to dig my way out of this. It doesn't work. Maybe what we need to do is we need to put the shovel down, we need to look up and take the hand that's offered to us.
可能我们需要做的是应该松手把这个铲子放在地上，举起手来，往上看看，举起手来，希望别人能够把我们。When
we are stuck, the first thing is we have to admit that we are stuck and we need God.
在我们在困境的时候，第一件事我们需要做的就是来承认我们在困境中，而且我们需要神。
Now I know that's not easy.
我知道这不是很容易的。
I mean, we don't like to admit that we can't do something. We don't like to admit that to our friends. We don't like to admit that to our co-workers. We especially don't want to admit to our wife or husband. And we don't even like to admit it to God. Because a lot of times if we admit it, we think that we're doing things to serve God. You know, and that even if we're serving God, we get stuck that, well, you know, we can take care of it. God, you don't have to get involved. I remember a friend telling me one time, he says, you know, we Christians have to learn to stop trying to do things for God.
有一个朋友曾经跟我说，作为基督徒，我们最应该做的是，不要来为神而做事。
We need to learn how to do things from God.
我们需要做的是怎么能够做从神而来。
That as we spend time with Him, as we get to know His heart, as we get His spirit, that we serve out of that.
当我们和他在一起的时候，当我们学习他的心的时候，我们发觉我们去这些侍奉的事情都是从他而来。Humility
is so important to getting unstuck.
谦卑的心对于逃出困境是很重要的。
There's a second lesson.
就是还有第二堂课。
It's found in verses 4-6.
是在第四到六节里。
21 verses 4-6.
第二十一节四第四到六第二十一章四到六节，天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。
Lesson number two is this: if you want to get stuck, you have to listen for God's voice.
第二堂课就是说，如果你想脱离困境的话，你必须要聆听神的话。
You know, these fishermen have been fishing all night.
这些渔民们他们花了一夜的时间在打鱼。
All night. And they're probably feeling frustrated.
可能他们觉得很沮丧。
They're feeling kind of exasperated.
他们可能觉得脾气而且很不好。
And then this guy comes along and says, "Oh, just drop your net right over there."
突然间出现这么一个人，然后跟他们说，你们呀就在那儿下网吧。
Maybe they didn't want to do it.
他们可能不想做这些。
But they decided to do it in the end.
他们最后还是决定去做了。
And it says that when they did that,
在这里说到，他们便撒下网去。
They were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish.
竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。
You know, sometimes when God, is trying to say something to us, and you know, we don't always listen well.
有些时候，当神向我们说话的时候，我们却不好好去听。
What He's saying to us may not make sense, with what we see with our eyes.
因为他向我们说的好像。在我们眼前来说似乎是不符合逻辑。
It may seem like it's against the odds.
好像是不可能的。
But you know what? If the Lord is telling you to drop your nets in a certain place,
但你知道吗？当主告诉我们在某些地方下网的时候，
it may be because He's preparing to give you more fish than you ever imagined.
有可能是因为他为我们准备的鱼是比我们想象的还多得多。
The worst thing we can do when we hear God is to argue with Him.
当我们听见神的话，最我们能做最差的事情就是向我们的神来争。
To tell Him, "Oh God, we've done that before."
我们跟神说，上帝啊，这个我已经做过。
We've tried that spot already.
那个角我们就那个地方我们已经下过吧。
To tell Him, "You know what? I'm a fisherman. I know where fish are."
你知道吗？我是个职业渔民，我知道在哪打。
You may have done something a zillion times. If the Lord tells you, "Drop your nets here," you need to trust Him.
我们可能做一件事情已经做过无数次了。
Because it's that moment where He can take you from empty nets to a full catch in just a moment. You know, what makes this difficult is that when we are stuck, we tend to listen to everything else except God.
这个对我们是很难的，因为当我们在困境的时候，我们似乎听周围各种各样的声音，就是不听神的声音。
Right? I mean, and when we get stuck in a hard place, we talk to friends.
对吗？在困境的时候，我们去和朋友去聊天。
We'll Google a topic on the internet.
我们在网上去搜索。
We'll turn on CNN.
对，我们在打开电视听新闻。
We'll do everything else except go talk to the Lord.
我们做各种各样的事情，就是不跟神去说。
And part of this is because Satan is probably tempting you to do that.
一个很重要原因估计是因为撒旦在试探我们去做这些。
And yet, it may be that only by listening to God will we finally get unstuck.
但是呢，往往是我们只有去听神的话的时候，我们才会脱离。
My friend, I told you, they were in that boat and they were pushing up against that rock and they're trying to push through the rocks, remember?
你记得吗？我刚才讲到，我那个朋友，他在被困在被夹在筏子被夹在两个石头中间的时候，他们拼命想去划冲过那个石头。
And finally, the rescuer said, paddle backwards.
最后那营救人却说呢，你往后跑。
They, at first, they're like, "Why should we do that?"
一开始说为什么要这么做？
But they finally listened.
但最后他们却听。
And the rescuer later told them, you know, if they had kept on pushing forward,
营救人跟他讲，如果你没听我的，继续往前去划了，
they probably would have broken a lot of bones and damaged the boat badly.
结果是不仅这个不仅你们会会伤害这个船，而且你们自己也可能受伤。
I need you to listen carefully that God is not trying to hide from you.
我想你听一听，注意听。
When you're stuck, God is not trying to play games with you.
当你在困境中的时候，神是不想跟你做游戏。
It's very likely God's been trying to tell you something for a very long time.
而且很有可能神已经在过去的很长一段时间跟你讲这个事情。
It's so hard for us to listen sometimes.
但是呢，对我们来说，讲是精神的话是什么？
You know, when I speak in front of Christians and I say, you know, do you agree that we should listen to God?
你知道吗？像我在基督徒面前跟大家讲，你同意不同意我们应该去听神的话呢？
Everyone would say, yes, of course we want to listen to God.
所有人都说是啊，当然了，我们就需要听神的话。
And yet, practically, are you willing to do the things to listen?
但是很现实的讲，你愿意不愿意去做一些事情来听神的话？
Now I've told people who are stuck. I said, you know, maybe you need to take a few days, or just take one day to pray.
我去跟很多遇到困境的人会讲，有可能你需要花一天的时间来祷告。
To read through the Word of God.
可能来读圣经。
To take a walk with Him.
去和神一块去散个步。
To write down some things in a journal.
去花点时间，然后写一些日记。
And people tell me, yeah, that's a great idea. That's wonderful.
很多人会讲这个主意很好。
And a few days later, I said, how'd it go?
过了几天，我问他们怎么样了。
What did God show you?
神向你显现什么了？
And they tell me, oh, well, I never got around to doing it.
他就跟我说，实际上我什么都没有做。
And I know this brother's heart really wanted to hear from God.
我知道这个弟兄他的心是很想听神的话。
But sometimes we just don't get down to the practical side of listening to Him.
但是呢，很多时候我们却没有去做到很实际上，就很实际的去做听神话的事情。
You know, several years ago, my younger brother is a pastor right now in Hawaii.
知道吗？在就有几年前，我的弟弟，他现在夏威夷去做牧师。
And before he became a pastor, he was doing well as a Christian. But then he got sick. He came under very, very, very strong spiritual attack. And it was very heartbreaking for me as I talked with him. Because he seemed to be sinking into deeper and deeper depression. And in fact, he got very, very stuck. And I tried to keep encouraging him, you know, listen to the Lord, seek Him out. But he was getting so desperate.
但是他却到最后是非常的绝望。
And there was one point where he confessed to me that he sought out a Christian psychic on the internet.
他跟我承认，在有一次，他到最后呢，在网上找了一个基督徒的算命。
Let me be very clear. There is no such thing as a Christian psychic.
让我讲得很清楚，这个没有，世上是没有真正的基督徒算命。
The Bible is clear that God detests mediums and psychics.
这个圣经讲得很清楚，神是对这种占卜和算卦是很厌烦的。
This person was dabbling in the occult.
这个人呢是在网上，这个人他去在一个这种很。
And trying to lead my brother down the wrong path.
想要让我的弟兄去走一个歧途。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
That as he was getting deeper into this.
当他越陷越深的时候。
It was like the spirit of God grabbed hold of him.
就好像神的灵把他给抓住了。
And was like, what are you doing?
跟他讲，你干什么呢？
Why are you turning from the Lord? He's the only one that can get you unstuck. And so he turned back to the Lord. And eventually God set him completely free. And he's doing more greater things than he's ever done for the Lord today. Are you listening for the Lord's voice this morning? Is there a voice that you need to hear on the shore telling you where to go? Is there a rescuer's voice above you that you need to listen to? We need to be listening. And there's a third lesson I need for us to look at. It's found in the verses
7-9. 耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就披上一件外衣，跳在海里。其余的门徒就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。In
this scene, the disciples finally realize, hey, that's Jesus.
在这个场景里头，他门徒们终于认识到，哎，那不是耶稣吗？
At that point, the disciples could have done several different things.
在那个时候，这些门徒们可以做很，可以有几张事情他们可以做。
You know, they could have started a committee to talk about whether or not this was really Jesus.
他们可以在一块来讨论那个人是不是耶稣。
You know, they could have conducted a scientific study about how so many fish could have appeared. But Peter, when he realized this was Jesus,
he
says he put on the coat,
他穿上了衣服,
and 100 yards away, he jumped in the water and started swimming toward Jesus.
在100米长的地方,
everyone else stayed in the boat.
其余人呢，就留在了这个船上。A
little too busy with all the fish.
这些人在拼命去拉鱼。When
Peter heard his master's voice, and when he realized who he was, he fully committed to Jesus' plan and went straight towards him.
当彼得听到了他主的声音，他认识他之后，他做的就是不顾一切的去走上鱼。Because
Peter is not somebody who does anything half-hearted.
因为彼得
He knows how to commit.
他知道怎么能够全力以赴。And
when you begin to hear what God wants for you, you need to be able to commit to what He wants in your life.
当你听到神告诉你该做什么时候，你需要全力以赴。
That doesn't mean that you can't change direction at some point.
就不代表在未来的时候你不可以换方向。
But as long as you hear that this is what God wants you to do, you keep moving in that direction.
只要你听见这是神告诉你的话，你就应该往那个方向去走。
Because it's in doing that, in that process, that we go from fasting, or I'm sorry, we go from famine on the boat to feasting with the Savior.
因为就在这个过程中，我们是从在船上的饥饿，到成了和变成了和主在一块去饱餐。Yeah,
we move from empty nets to full stomachs.
我们是从一个空的网到一个满的肚子。We
go from helplessness to finally finding hope.
我们从绝望中走到了希望。
You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says this.
在耶利米书的第29章第11节写道。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。Plans
to prosper you and not to harm you.
是赐平安的意念。Plans
to give you hope and a future.
不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。God
has a good plan for you.
神有一个给你们有一个很好的计划。Do
you believe this?
你相信这个吗？
Are you willing to trust God today?
你愿意不愿意在今天就信神吗?
Are you willing to surrender your heart to Him afresh?
你愿意不愿意交上你的心吗?
Are you going to be like Peter and just commit everything to the Lord? And hold nothing back. Or will you drag your feet? My prayer for you is that you will not stay stuck if you're stuck very long. I pray that you learn to humble yourself, to listen for His voice.
我的祷告是希望你们能够,
and commit to His plan. Let me close this time just with prayer. If you could just close your eyes. I want to speak to two groups of people. The first group is to people who know they're Christians. If you find yourself stuck right now, understand that this is not where God wants you to stay. And I want to lead you in a prayer right now. And if you agree with what I'm praying, then pray it in your heart. Lord, we know that you have good plans for me. Father, we know that you don't want us to be stuck. So Father, would you help us to humble, help me to humble myself. Help me to take time to listen to you today. Father, when I learn what you want me to do, may I be fully committed to what you want me to do.
天父啊，当我知道这是你对我说的话的时候，希望你让我全力以赴去做。
Thank you that you never leave me alone.
我们很感谢你从来没有抛弃过。
You are always with us.
你永远是与我们同在的。
Thank you for the power of the resurrection.
对复活的大能，我们献上感恩。
That can also set me free.
这也是能够让我得到自由。
In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
The second group I want to address real quickly is some of you here today may be not Christians. Maybe you've been seeking God for a long time. You've been wondering whether or not this God has anything to offer. And I want you to understand that Jesus Christ is not just part of a religion. He is really the one, He is the only one who loves you so much that He has died for you, God Himself. And he does not want you to be stuck in your sin. He does not want you to be stuck in a life where you do not know the love of the Father. And the Bible tells us that you will trust in what Jesus has done for you. To gladly grant you eternal life. An abundant life in this life. So if you'd like, if this second group, if you'd like to trust in Christ now, just pray along with me. Father, thank you. Thank you that you love me so much. Thank you for sending your son to die for my sins. I don't want to live in my sin anymore. I don't want to try to fix things on my own anymore. But I want to trust in what Jesus Christ has done for me.
我想这里相信耶稣他为我所做的。
And so I choose to follow you today.
我选择在就在今天来跟着你。
May you send your Holy Spirit.
希望您用您的圣灵。
To grant me eternal life.
啊，给我永生。
Thank you so much that you'll never leave me.
十分感谢您啊，将永远不会离开我。
Thank you that you'll always be there to help me be unstuck.
谢谢您将会在那里永远帮助我脱离困境。
And so I say this now out loud.
所以我在这里口中呼唤。
So that God can hear me.
所以神能听到我。
So that I can hear myself.
所以我能听到自己。
So that the devil can hear me.
就连魔鬼也能听见我。
That today Jesus is my Savior.
今天耶稣就是我的主。
And I indeed will follow him all the days of my life.
我的一生将会跟随他。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.